Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
When today's cattle futures market ended up sharply lower across the board. The April live cattle were down to 118.32, down a buck 45. The June's down $1.40 to 115.85. And that's the lowest level, almost the lowest level for the whole year, but going back to the first part of January. And the high just a few weeks ago at the first part of April on the June live cattle was as high as 125.62. So we've sold off $10 since that date. Feeder cattle were under pressure as well, with April down 285 at 132.25. The May's down 257 at 137.02. August feeders down 355 at 148.37, with the low of 147.10. And they've sold off nearly the same amount. Back on April the 8th, the high was 162.40. Today's low was 147.10. So, what, $15 off the high since April the 8th? So, big sell-off. That's also the lowest since January. Back on January 13th, that market went to 144.62. So, we're within about $4 here. We have a cold storage report after the close today, and then tomorrow we've got a cattle on feed report. The big number on the on feed reports, the placements of about 134%. Of course, last year was extremely low.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th.
Grain futures were extremely strong, the exact opposite of the cattle. Corn in May and July were up the limit of 25 cents, with May at 650 and a half and July at 631 and a half. December was up 16 and a half at 553. The beans were anywhere from about 25 to 37 higher. November soybeans are 27 and a half higher at 13, 37 and three quarters. And that's the contract high for those contracts. And both corn and beans seem to be, every day they make a new high, they seem to be gaining momentum, not losing it. So they just continue to get stronger. The wheats were up as well, 30 to 35 cents on the 2021 contracts for Kansas City, which put July up 35 at 672 and three quarters. Across the board, the general idea is we've had some cold temperatures, which have either hurt the headed out wheat in the southern half of Oklahoma, which does look like there's a possibility that that will be an issue. And also in the Texas panhandle, Kansas isn't thought to be far enough along to have much of an impact. But those cold temperatures, just like they impact what happens with the wheat crop, it also impacts the planting pace and how fast they can get the soil temperatures up to planting temperature for the corn and beans in the Midwest. So a lot going on, but the markets are extremely strong for the grains.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.